coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Pam. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
Today's show is brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it, at 4 locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupertsbeverage.com, and remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
We have the pleasure of being joined in studio today by the Account Relationships Manager for Wicked Smart Web, Ryan Jones. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me here, Pam.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you're welcome. Mark, that isn't how you wanted to say that, is it? What? Wicked smart.
Wicked smart. Wicked smart web. you caught me. I'm trying to keep it professional for some reason.
It does have a great ring to it, and that's one of the reasons that the founder picked it. He's just like, hey, wicked smart. It's like, isn't that a main thing? I said, yes.
It sure is.
That sounds great. That's the name.
Perfect.
We are going to talk to Ryan all about Wicked Smart Web and a whole lot more coming up here in just a bit. But before we get there, let's take a look at some headlines for Wednesday, July 23rd.
Nomination papers for Lewiston City Council and School Committee are now available at the City Clerk's Office. The election will take place on November 4th, and all positions are two-year terms starting on January 5th, 2026. The deadline to file is August 21st. For more information, visit lewistonmaine.gov.
Senators King and Collins introduced legislation to reauthorize the Kay Hagan Tick Act to improve research, prevention, diagnostics, and treatment for tick-borne diseases. A record 3,035 cases of Lyme disease were recorded in Maine last year. The bill was named in honor of former Senator Kay Hagan, who passed away in 2019 due to complications from the tick-borne Powassan virus.
Rock legend Ozzy Osbourne died yesterday at the age of 76. Ozzy was lead singer for Black Sabbath. He was fired from the band in 1979 and embarked on a hugely successful solo career. He revealed he had Parkinson's disease in 2020 and performed his final concert just over 2 weeks ago in Birmingham, England.
Let's talk about some weather, Pam. Want to bring Alex into the fold?
Sure, let's hear Alex's song.
Let's do it.
Weather, weather, weather. Weather, 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 weather. Weather, weather is the best, is the best. Weather, weather, weather.
Blue skies and sunshine today with a high of 79 because weather is the best.
It is the best.
And a low of 53. Sunny and warmer tomorrow with a high of 88 and a low of 61. A mixture of sun and clouds on Friday with a chance of evening showers and highs approaching 90.
And in sports, the Red Sox, well, they still stink. They lost to the Philadelphia Phillies 4-1. They'll play again tonight at 7 in Philadelphia. That's your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is sweeping the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
See all the benefits you get, Ryan, from having the headphones on?
It's great.
Yeah.
Wait till he hears the next one. Benefit might not be the word.
Let's take a look at FPBs for July the 23rd, shall we? We're going to start off with actor Daniel Radcliffe, who is 36 years old today. You might know him as Harry Potter.
Does anybody know him as anything else? I know he's been in other things, but really?
I know him as Weird Al. He did he was in the Weird Al Yankovic story a few years ago. He played Weird Al.
Of course you watched that.
Of course I did. Stephanie Seymour is 57 years old today. Legendary Victoria's Secret and Sports Illustrated model. And she also dated Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses and plays the bride in the November Rain video.
All right.
Speaking of Guns N' Roses, Saul Hudson is 60 years old today, better known as Slash.
Yeah, everybody knows him as Slash.
Everybody knows him as
Slash.
He was
awesome. He was like so mysterious.
Yep.
And
he had the look with the top hat and everything. Yeah,
long,
he was
curly hair.
Yeah, also played in Velvet Revolver, which was pretty much a super group. and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of GNR in 2012.
He didn't make the top 100 guitar. Do we have...
Oh, yeah. So Time Magazine named him a runner-up to Jimi Hendrix on their list of the top 10 best electric guitar players in 2009.
I was going to say, he's got to be there somewhere.
Yep. Rolling Stone had him at number 65 on the 100 greatest guitarists of all time. And Guitar World ranked his solo in November Rain as number 6 on their list of the 100 greatest guitar solos.
He was just cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. He was cooler than Axl.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I agree.
And rounding out FPBs for July the 23rd is actor Woody Harrelson, who is 64 years old today, got his start on the sitcom Cheers, and played Woody Boyd from 1985 to 93, and then went on to a very successful movie career. One of my favorites, White Men Can't Jump.
That was a good one.
In 1992.
Do you know the movie I loved that I thought I was going to hate and not enjoy watching was Zombieland?
Zombieland was...
Find the Twinkies! You gotta find the Twinkies!
It was very good. He was also in Natural Born Killers and No Country for Old Men and The Hunger Games, too.
Yeah, The Hunger Games. Yep. Yeah.
Those are your FPBs. Now let's move on to some OTDs.
Are you ready for this?
It happened on this day.
Am I gonna have to sing along?
It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
How was that, Mark?
It was
great. It wasn't too long ago where Pam was trying to enjoy a Saturday, and she had that song stuck in her head all day long.
It was terrible.
Well, it sounded like you hit the right note. Better than I could.
All righty. 14 years ago in 2011, Amy Winehouse died of alcohol poisoning. She was only 27, and it looks like a list of the infamous 27-year-old musicians also have perished. We have who's Brian Jones?
Brian Jones was a founding member of the Rolling Stones.
Okay. Brian Jones, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, and Kurt Cobain also all at 27.
Yeah, the infamous 27 Club.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
How about 25 years ago in the year 2000, where we thought the world was going to end, Tiger Woods became the youngest player to win the career Grand Slam at age 25. With a record-breaking performance in the British Open.
I hear he's pretty good at the golf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not so much anymore, but...
Yeah, right. Well, now he's got his son out there. What's his... Do you know his son's name? I forget.
I forget, too.
Yeah. We got to get Tiger Woods' son and Alex out there.
Yeah.
On the course.
You won't get an argument from me. 63 years ago in 1962, Jackie Robinson was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. He broke the color barrier in 1942, playing for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Go Jackie.
Absolute legend. Mm-hmm.
And lastly, 121 years ago in 1904, the ice cream cone was invented by a guy named Charles E. Minches at the World's Fair in St. Louis.
I wonder how that came to be.
Like, well, you need an edible dish, right?
Yeah.
I mean...
I'm just curious if it was like a mistake or it was planned. I don't know. Those are your FPBs and OTDs for July the 23rd.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Now, we shift focus fully to our guest in studio from Wicked Smart Web, Ryan Jones. And Ryan, what is Wicked Smart Web?
So Wicked Smart Web is not just your typical website. Wicked Smart Web is something that the founder had developed, Jeffrey Howard, and we're using LLMs. It's much more than that. It's not your typical ChatGPT. It is something more sophisticated and not your quantum large language models, something just a little bit different. And it's a proprietary model that nobody else has yet. So when I introduce this and start talking to people, we've actually launched it to some businesses like pest control services and attorneys. They look at us and say, is there somebody on the other end of this? No, like you can't. We're in real time. We're talking to what's happening in real time. So which does everything that everybody can imagine, from scaling to generating, to calendars, to every integrated system that you could possibly imagine. If that helps break that part down.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, I'm still confused.
And usually the best way is I just have to tell people, hey, can you keep an open mind for a little bit? Just like we talked about earlier.
Sure, Mark. Yeah.
If you can keep an open mind, then it'll start to open up in a little bit and you'll start to see the things. And I've got a full thing here just to kind of introduce some more about it.
It's similar to explaining Bitcoin, probably.
Oh, don't get me started on that.
Yeah, like you live in this world.
Right.
You're throwing out like LLM and I'm like, that's a foreign language to me. I've never heard that term before.
So I'll break some of that down here too, if you guys allow
me.
But first, what I'd like to start with is just something very important, and obviously people keeping an open mind. And AI is a wake-up call, and what you need to hear now is that there's no denying it. Artificial intelligence is reshaping the world, and it's doing it fast. Mm-hmm. NVIDIA's CEO, Jensen Huang, put it simply, you won't lose your job to AI. You'll lose it to somebody who knows how to use it. And that's the reality. Not 5 years from now, right now, just like we talked about with the PD starting to use it and try to catch on. And then, of course, then when I was using it while I was there going, what are you doing? Mm. And he's not alone in regards to saying this. When I go back to the CEO of NVIDIA, former leaders of major tech firms have said that most traditional desk jobs could disappear by 2030. And even Elon Musk has called AI one of the biggest threats to humanity's future. And here's the hard truth. If you don't learn how to use AI, someone else will, and they'll replace you with it. Just like factory automation replaced assembly line workers in the 90s. And when I say that, if we go back to the history of the United States and in general, we had the agricultural evolution, we had the industrial evolution, and now we're in a whole new evolution, which is the AI evolution. So embracing it and keeping an open mind is a benefit for people nowadays. And a similar wave is coming for the white-collar roles. Marketers, analysts, designers, accountants, and consultants, even creators, aren't immune. And tools like ChatGPT can write faster and clearer than many writers. Design software now creates agency-level visuals in seconds, and AutoGPT and similar platforms can automate entire workflows while you sleep. Goldman Sachs even predicts that AI could impact up to 300 million jobs globally. So if you're still clinging to the old script, get a degree, get a job, retire happy, the plan is already outdated, and the next 90 days can matter more than the last 5 years of your career. And in my own opinion, all of that stuff has been outdated for the last several centuries. Mm. Just if you look around, you see it, and if you've experienced it, because I've experienced some of that stuff, and it's just outdated. The old school thought doesn't work. It just doesn't work anymore in regards to that. And here's the kicker. Most people will ignore this message. They'll hear it and do nothing. But those who act now, they're the ones who will thrive, not just survive, in the new economy. If you don't want to get left behind, this here's what you want to do. You want to start integrating AI into your daily work strategy, whether you're a solopreneur, a business owner, or working 9 to 5, learning how to leverage AI. It's no longer optional. And two, you can build and scale AI-powered income streams. So if you're starting fresh, now's the time to get trained, get the tools, get moving. If you already have a business, equip your team to harness AI to scale, which it sounds like you guys are doing that, which is phenomenal. It's great.
It saves me so much time.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing.
Like I have the main thoughts that I want to put down, but putting it together is time-consuming. Mm-hmm. So yeah, AI definitely helps me do that.
And I've been working this space behind the scenes for a while now because I saw this coming. The shift is happening. This isn't hype. This is the new baseline. And you have two choices, wait to be replaced or become the one who knows how to lead with it. And which brings me into what we were talking about earlier. Yeah. You know, what is LLMs? Not LLMs, large language models. So if you don't mind, give me a moment to just kind of deep dive into that. People are willing to be open and open-minded to hear what's going on. So there's a significant difference between the large language models and large quantum models, which most people don't know. There's a difference between the ChatGPT and the large quantum models, which is kind of the proprietary models that we have.
Okay.
And this is based on underlying technologies and applications. So underlying technologies, the LLMs, these are based on classical machine learning techniques, specifically deep learning, and are trained in vast amounts of text data to understand and generate human-like language. They rely on neural network architectures like transformers to process and generate text. And the large quantum models, these use the principles of quantum computing, which leverages quantum bits, qubits, that can exist in multiple states simultaneously. quantum models can potentially process information in ways that classical models cannot, enable them to solve certain complex problems more efficiently. And a lot of stuff goes back to 2016. Like I said, when NVIDIA, the CEO, started doing that stuff. One of the things to break it down with people, like, well, what is that exactly? I know I'm kind of geeking out a little bit here. So what's the difference? The difference is, if you were to take, okay, once upon a time we had this square box, and now you've got something evolving that's a sphere. So everything is, mm-hmm. the qubits are like moving at a pace that nobody can catch up. And this is what it's doing. It's doing this right here. And even in the cyber world, it's kind of taking a different direction to figure out, okay, how are we going to catch up with this? So those are just things to keep in mind that kind of breaks it down a little bit. And computation power. So LLMs, they require substantial computational resources, typically utilizing GPUs or TPUs, training and inference. And the training process can be time-consuming and costly, especially for large language models. So you're probably asking, what are the GPUs? Graphics processing units, and the TPUs, tensor processing units, are specialized hardware designed to accelerate specific types of computations, particularly those related to graphics, rendering, and machine purposes. So that's where we come into this whole new generation of AI. And that's just kind of the breakdown. I know, like I said, I'm sorry, I'm kind of geeking on stuff. I like this stuff. And so in summary, this kind of breaks it down a little bit so people have an idea. Okay, so this is getting serious, and you should be concerned that it's getting serious. What I want to bring up is that recently, if you've been paying attention to the news, NVIDIA has recently achieved a historic milestone, becoming the first company to reach $4 trillion valuation of July 2025. That is of recent, and that is something to pay attention to. And this remarkable achievement underscores its leadership in the artificial intelligence sector, particularly in developing hardware and software for generative AI services. The company's stocks reach an all-time high, elevating its market capitalization above that of major tech giants like Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, and Alphabet. That is significant where we're going. And even Forbes talks about this going into a $300 billion industry. Mm. And not just for that, for digital arbitrage, for all those things that people can start to do, not just on a business level, but on a personal level, to start opening their mind and developing and learning how to do this so they can start to generate an income and a wealth that can put them beyond where we were. Like, if we go back and we think about it in the last 50 years and longer, like I said, how many people as W-2 wage earners have made seven figures a year? Mm-hmm. How many of the small businesses have made double seven figures a year before? Now, with these tools here, this is a total game changer for everybody if they're willing to be open and learn how to embrace it and learn how to grasp it. And what I want to get into is just a couple other things, and hopefully I can introduce somebody here. Even Ford, like I said, even Ford discusses this and where we're going. And the AI markets anticipate to experience explosive growth, growing at a compound annual growth rate of 15.83% and potentially reaching 738.8 billion by 2030. That is another thing to pay attention to, because this is moving fast. This article transforms the transform potential of AI across various sectors, including finance, healthcare, marketing, and work, enhance productivity and create new market opportunities. And not too long ago, as at one of the meetings for the Chamber of Commerce, where Steve was talking about the hospitals and stuff. And once they start implementing, and I think they are already looking at implementing some of those things, it'll start to change some of those things where you can start evolving. And like you said, a lot of that stuff that they had before was, it's outdated.
Right.
It's outdated. He's not wrong. It's outdated. And once they start implementing it, obviously with a good security, cybersecurity posture, and that's the other thing people kind of forget about. You still have to have a good cybersecurity posture. It's going to be phenomenal. It's just a matter of piecing it together, making sure you have the right people are thinking, the forward-moving thinking, and keeping the open mind, which leads me to the next thing. We've implemented and we've launched this, and I've talked to those businesses around, and like when I introduce this, I just have to ask them every time, like, just keep an open mind. Keep an open mind.
It can be overwhelming. Yeah.
And the funny thing is that years ago, we used to listen. I've listened throughout the years, like, hey, I just want some type of system that can free my time. Well, it's here now. This is what you asked for. It's here, and I'm introducing it.
But right.
Now it's just like, oh, I don't know. Well, what don't you know? Do you want to continue to be a slave to your business, or do you want some freedom? Like, I like people and businesses. I like that. My mind's wired for that. And I like seeing people and businesses thrive to do well. That's what mm-hmm. we're meant to do. We're not here to just constantly work. And once I introduced that to them, I'm going, well, isn't this what you asked for?
Right. Well, I think what I'm getting is it allows people to have the time to make personal connections with other people and businesses while the other stuff is being taken care of mm-hmm. where they'd typically be at their desk trying to take care of.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And that's the biggest thing is getting that relief and knowing you have something right there to do that. That is at a quantum, like I said.
Right.
That's why I'm important. Just kind of a quantum realm to basically, so to say, to put you at that ease. Mm-hmm. And when I go into this, I just want to talk a little bit about a couple of the businesses that we've done this for already, and they're doing well. Let's talk about strategy and the right strategy for businesses to scale. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but I'm sure you have your own take. Not the bandit signs that we just see placed everywhere. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
The bandit signs. So basically,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the signs you see on the road for the businesses that keep getting stacked and stacked and stacked and stacked. With no analytical tracking what's working and not working, no successful SEO or Google My or business ranking, it's costing them money. And that's the other thing people seem to forget about when I talk about, like, hey, I've driven around the whole state to see where some of these are because I was curious one day. I said, you've got signs in Portland and Gorm and these other places. Are they getting you any business? And none of them can answer that question because they don't have a way to analytically track it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it successful or not? And I'll ask them, well, how much are you paying for the sign? And then some of those signs are expensive, even for the small signs. Maybe 75 to 85. And then I'll say, how many you got out there? I said, because I've seen a lot. Well, maybe about 100. Who drove to deliver those?
Right.
And then you start doing the cost. So you do realize that that is costing you more than bringing you in business. And I say that in a sincere way. And they look at me like, well, what's wrong with that? I'm like, I'm trying to help you. I'm not trying to say you're not doing anything wrong. It's a strategy. But it's a strategy that's not effective. And that's where, you know, and sometimes they look at me like, you're looking at me like, well, I don't like you saying that. I'm like, I'm here to help you. And I'm being honest with you. I want to see you thrive. But we just helped another erratic solution company stop losing 15 to 25 calls every single week. After many hours, while the receptionist was already on a call, each job they landed averages about 1,600. So this was costing up to 20,000 a week. And we helped flip that completely. We set them up with a simple voice AI system that answers missed calls 24/7, books appointments automatically, and follows up with the leads that helped an average of 70K a month in new jobs into their pipeline. And that's huge for a small company. This wasn't a giant company. This is like one of the small, mid-sized companies. And it's tracked. So we're able to, here's the case study. It's tracked. And they were just blown away. Not only that, so there's been a law firm that I've also assisted launching something here too for their business. It's a small law firm. And it's the same conversation I had with them. When they started talking, they're looking at the same thing, looking at me going, who's on the other end of that? Like, there's nobody on the other end of that. Like, it's literally Themis.
Mm-hmm.
And the word Themis there's a history to that too. So, but I'll stay away from that right now because it'll just take a little while. But no, it has to do with legal. So what happened is they stopped losing the urgent leads. You know, obviously people need the pest control services, and that is a 24/7 operation, nonstop. So our smart web, Wicked Smart Web, that converts visitors into booked jobs. It's not just a brochure like the bandit sides or the brochures that people just hand out and then there's nothing. That's not what it is. And it's the local SEOs and review automation helps rank it better, get found, build trust, and AI that answers missed calls instantly, even hours. So whether you're sleeping, not sleeping, or you're doing something else, this will literally have conversations with people like you and I are having mm-hmm. right now. And obviously text, emails, follow-ups, calendars, everything that you could possibly imagine and ask, it is there, including the integrations. So do you mind if I introduce Themis?
Please do. You were having a conversation with your computer before we started recording. I was like, what is going on here? But, yeah, please do.
On this part of the Wicked Smart Web, this is for our legal firms right here.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't bring the pest control ones because I didn't know how much time I was going to have. I'm going to introduce Themis, and she's aware earlier. She might just reintroduce herself.
Hi there, and welcome. This is Themis, your digital legal concierge. I'd love to get you the most relevant tools and ideas for your firm. Can I start by asking your name and the name of your law firm?
Hey, Themis, it is Ryan again. Right now we are in a meeting with Lydia's Lunch Bunch with the owner, Pam, and the podcast hoster, Mark, here. So I just want to introduce you and have you talk a little bit of what you can do.
Thank you, Ryan, and hello to everyone in the meeting, Lydia, Pam, and Mark. It's a pleasure to be introduced. I'm Themis, your digital legal concierge, and I specialize in helping law firms streamline their operations and enhance client engagement through advanced tools and automation. In the legal realm, here's how I can assist. 1, client intake and scheduling. I can save hours every week by automating client intake, appointment scheduling, and follow-ups. This ensures no potential client falls through the cracks, even when no one is available to answer calls live. 2, AI-powered virtual assistants. I act as a knowledgeable virtual assistant, available 24/7 to answer calls, gather basic interview information from prospective clients, and provide a seamless client experience. 3, CRM automation and integration. Whether your firm uses an existing CRM or needs one built from scratch, I can help automate key touch points, keeping your team focused on billable hours instead of administrative tasks. 4, compliance and client-friendly systems. Everything I do is designed to stay fully compliant with legal standards while maintaining a client-friendly approach. 5, custom solutions for law firms. I tailor solutions to your firm's specific practice areas, whether it's personal injury, family law, estate planning, or any other specialty. Would you like me to dive deeper into any of these areas or share examples of how other firms are using these tools to grow their practices?
Yeah, please do, Themis. Can you elaborate a little bit more? So exactly how does the integration work, and does it work with the legal integration systems?
Absolutely, Ryan. Let me break it down for you and the team how integration works. 1, custom CRM integration. If your firm already uses a legal-specific CRM, like Clio, MyCase, Practice Panther, or others, I can integrate seamlessly with it. This means automating tasks like client intake, follow-ups, and appointment scheduling directly within your existing system. If you don't have a CRM, I can help build one tailored to your firm's needs, ensuring it's user-friendly and optimized for legal workflows. 2, automated client intake. When a prospective client calls or fills out a form, I can collect all the necessary details, like case type, contact info, and urgency, and automatically populate your CRM or case management system. This eliminates manual data entry and ensures no leads are missed. 3, calendar and scheduling integration. I sync with your calendar system, Google Calendar, Outlook, or others, to schedule consultations, court dates, or internal meetings. I can even handle rescheduling and reminders for clients. 4, document automation. For firms that rely on templates, like retainer agreements, NDAs, or contracts, I can trigger document generation based on client data collected during intake. This ensures faster turnaround times and reduces errors. 5, follow-up automation. I can send automated follow-ups to clients, whether it's reminders for appointments, updates on their case, or even nurturing emails for leads who haven't signed yet. 6,
all right, Themis, can you just stop for a minute? My other question to you is, if there were multiple languages or different languages, is that something you can integrate as well?
Great question, Ryan. Yes, I can absolutely handle multiple languages. Here's how it works. 1, multilingual support. I can be programmed to communicate in various languages, ensuring that your firm can cater to a diverse client base. Whether it's Spanish, French, Mandarin, or any other language, I can assist clients in their preferred language. 2, seamless language detection. If a client reaches out in a specific language, I can detect it and respond accordingly, creating a smooth and professional experience. 3, legal.
All right, Themis. Thank you, Themis. I appreciate it really much. And my last question to you is, what about voices? Can we change the voices that you provide on there? Let's say if I wanted to have a British accent, a mixture of a different type of accent, a Croatian accent, Mandarin accent, are those all capable?
Absolutely, Ryan. Voice customization is one of the exciting features I can offer. Here's how it works. 1, accent customization. You can choose from a wide range of accents, including British, Australian, American, Croatian, Mandarin, and more. This allows your firm to align the voice with your brand or cater to specific client demographics. 2. Tone and style. Beyond accents, you can also customize the tone, whether you want it to sound formal, conversational, empathetic, or authoritative. 3. Multilingual.
Thank you, Themis. Thank
you.
Themis, thank you. I appreciate it really much. It was a pleasure to have you here and introduce yourself and talk about the capabilities that you're able to do with us. We'll talk later. Please keep this note for Jeffrey. Make sure you send this over to him so he can also have a reminder that this meeting happened today.
Thank you so much, Ryan. It was a pleasure speaking with you, Lydia, Pam, and Mark. I'll make sure to note this meeting and pass it along to Jeffrey as a reminder. If there's anything else you need, feel free to reach out. Have a great rest of your meeting.
So, and that's what I say, it's important for people to keep an open mind, just like you saw. You can actually have a conversation about everything and everything that you could possibly imagine. We allow free consultations for businesses to experiment, to try it. And I could tell you, this law firm, one of the first things he said after we went through this, and it was amazing, he fell in love with, that was the accent she had. He has a different accent. He fell in love with the accent because it was like a British-Asian combination. And we could see it because we see it on our ends coming up. Like, okay, how many times are they using it? What are they using it for? And for like weeks, he was just having conversations with it. He's like, and the other thing he said, I want to be the first law firm here in Maine. He goes, I know you do the East Coast, but I want to be the first law firm that has this before any other law firm in the state has it. And he says, in particular, because I like her voice.
Oh, lawyers, wow. They want to be the first.
He fell in love.
Yes, he did. Isn't there a movie about that?
I think so.
It's super interesting. So I assume like that one was specific to law firms, but you can curate and customize for any type of business.
Any business.
Yeah. Very cool.
Any business.
I assumed that because it's AI. It can do whatever. So it's like scary and so interesting and all the things. But I mean, I agree with kind of what you were stating at the beginning is, you know, it's moving at a fast pace. And if you don't even think about using it, like you're going to fall behind. There's just so many capabilities. And it's great for small business, you know, when you can't hire on, you know, a bunch of people, but try to keep all the ducks in a row and have a life and
And that's the other thing too. And that's, so we both have our, right. So we have the business side and we have our own individual side. And currently right now I have my personal, my like digital arbitrage stuff, and it's currently running stuff online for me right now as we speak. So I don't have to worry about it. And it's helping people learn how to do it, generate the revenue too on their own as well. So, and that's happening right now as we speak. I don't have to worry about it.
I told you before we started recording that up until recently, I'd never used it. And then just out of curiosity, I plugged a couple of prompts in there and was blown away.
I've asked Mark a couple of times too, because he sent me stuff. I'm like, did you use AI for this? And he's like, no, I've never used it. I'm like, he's good on his own. So sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but.
No, keep talking, please. That was fantastic. That's my favorite soundbite. But I know I also do stand-up comedy, and I have friends that use AI to write their jokes.
Yeah. Mm.
And to me, it's like, that's a line I don't want to cross. The way I'm wired, I value authenticity. Mm. I don't know if I could allow myself to do that.
I say, well, that's just the thing. I mean, you don't have to eliminate that authenticity. You can actually, did you know that when you use it, you say, hey, you can describe your personality and you can describe what you're looking for. And the thing is for you to decipher that, because that's what you're going to do. You can't just send it out. You'll be like, this is what I'm looking for. And then you can review it and say, nope, that doesn't sound like me. So it's just a matter of, you can restructure stuff to your liking or whatever it is. It doesn't say, hey, just spit this out and then you go with it. For me, there's certain things that I say. I will tell the LLMs when I'm working with them, like, no, this is my authenticity. This is my personality. This is what I need you to stay with. And it'll work with you until it gets it right.
So. Yeah.
Do you ever get into arguments with your computer?
the only time I got into an argument with actually Themis is, I'm like, hey, this particular attorney likes jelly donuts. Can you produce those? That was for the first time ever. Like, these learn. First time ever. She laughed.
Wow.
She laughed. She said, she laughed and she said, no, unfortunately, I can't produce the jelly donuts.
That's
hilarious. But I can find whatever you're looking for in the most nearby restaurant to get those jelly donuts.
Right. Yeah.
I was like, okay. Because that's the other thing. These quantitative models are learning. And that's what I'm saying. AI and generative AI is at a fast pace, and keeping an open mind, embracing and how to work with it is going to be crucial for a lot of businesses and people.
It's still terrifying to me. Because we don't know what's real anymore, do we?
Yeah.
Well, and that's it. You can decipher what's real. So even on the social media websites now, those are all AI. And it can tell if something is not AI or is AI. And they've got the feature on there now that says, hey, you know, if this is the guidelines on it, if you AI enhanced a video, they definitely want that on there.
Yeah, but, I've seen that when I am going to post something and I've entered what I want to post into ChatGPT and, you know, spruce it up a little. It says, do you want to, you know, denote that this is an AI generated post kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you can choose like the text you can choose. I'm sure with pictures and video, they're making you kind of say this is AI generated kind of thing. Cause that's a scary thing to know that, you know, some of my pictures are that on social media and stuff that people can take those and create. You know, I've seen some weird things that I'm just like, I don't even want to do that with my photos because it'd just be creepy. Yeah. Anyway, I went down a rabbit hole there. It's great for social media in the aspect of just fine-tuning your content or the text for your post. I'm thinking of it as, you know, for business strategy. I think in that sense, this is such a great tool for, like I said, mostly small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could be a dangerous slope eventually.
Maybe eventually. I mean, it all depends on how you're using something. It's just like, you know, it's just like driving a car, really. Like, how are you driving that car? Are you driving, like, recklessly going down the road?
Right.
Are you just not, you know, being careless with everybody else around? Or are you using it like the tool is meant to be for?
Right.
To get you from A to B the appropriate way and not getting out of control with
right.
it.
Right.
I'm open to it. There's just so much I don't know.
Like, you're always going to have those people that are going to use it recklessly.
Correct.
So it's, you know, defining those laws or, you know, rules that, you know, how are we going to... So there'll be some catching up, I think, for legislature and things like that to figure out.
And now that you speak that, actually, several years ago, I can't remember what her name was, but she started to... she was an older lady, and she started to embrace the AI and bring it forth and incorporate that to be it for people to start learning how to use it. So there wasn't like a stone wall. Like, no, like people need to be able to do this if they so choose because of it was so beneficial. And she saw that like I said, I can't remember her name, but even for her age, I was very impressed.
Right. You're like, she gets it.
Yeah.
Ryan, is there anything else about Wicked Smart Web that you would like our listeners to know?
Yeah. So if there's something you're looking for, we do offer the free consultation. We provide that to everybody. We do a complete system rundown. We even let people use it for a little while so they can see how powerful this is. And they're never left alone. I represent the East Coast. Jeff is obviously the founder, but he kind of sticks on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always available for people to go over this. So whatever services there are, you know, just like we talk about small business and mid-sized businesses, from your pest control services because they are busy, to your freelance services, to your law firms, and you can just about name it.
Yeah. How would they reach you?
They can certainly contact me directly through my email. It's probably the best one, which is wickedsmartweb@gmail.com. And that's probably the best way to do it, to get a hold of me.
Okay.
Should we send them to your website as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that is wickedsmartweb.com.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
All right, Ryan. Now it's time for the tough part. Our final segment is called Three Random Questions, where we try to get to know you a little bit outside of your profession, just as a member of our community. And sound good to you?
Sounds great.
All right. Ryan, what is your favorite way to unwind after a busy day?
I don't think I ever get the chance to unwind because I got kids.
How many?
Well, three. My oldest is out of the house, but we still have the two little ones that, you
know. That's enough.
Yeah. They keep us busy as though we had five.
As Jessica would say, she has four kids, but she describes it as a million.
Yes.
Yeah, that's I can relate to that. So usually it's us grabbing some popcorn and trying to find a good movie.
Mm-hmm. That everyone will actually sit still and watch. Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That is my unwind time.
All right.
All right. Ryan, if you could choose any famous person to have dinner with, dead or alive, who would you choose?
When you describe famous, you're talking about famous in history.
Kind of like household name person. Like if you rattled off, you know, your great grandmother, I wouldn't know who that is. So someone that is either, historically or Hollywood or
someone that would qualify for our famous people birthdays segment.
that sometimes we question.
So I've had several coaches and mentors over the years, and one of my favorite ones has been, there's been a couple, but one of my favorite ones moving into this has been J.T. Fox. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with J.T. Fox, but he started out from nothing and became something very significant. So it would be J.T. Fox.
Okay. So maybe I missed it. He was one of your coaches? What did he coach you in?
So business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, business. He's very well and adept. And he's actually one of the biggest merger and acquisitions business owners right now that is buying masses of AI companies so nobody can compete with him.
He's wicked smart.
Wicked.
Yeah. See what I did there?
I did.
I love it.
Pam's on it today.
I got my coffee.
Pam brought her A-game to the podcast.
It's Wednesday now. Monday.
All right, Ryan. Putting your professional skills aside, what could you teach someone to do today with 100% certainty?
What could I teach someone today? All the rest of this.
All the tech skills aside.
Well, I can show you a good Americana armbar in jiu-jitsu.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to volunteer, but I'll take your word for it.
Darn it.
Right?
Pam, do you want me to help?
No, absolutely.
Help you do that, Tim? You demonstrate a mark?
So did you compete in jiu-jitsu?
No, I did for a while. I used to do martial arts for quite a while. And then, obviously, I did jiu-jitsu for a while with Carl Klan. Learned a lot from him. And then my body kept breaking and breaking, so I had to kind of take a break.
I can relate.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan, we hope you had fun.
It did. It was a great time. I appreciate it, you guys having me on here.
Of course.
Absolutely. He is Ryan Jones from Wicked Smart Web. You can learn more online at wickedsmartweb.com. Thanks to our sponsor for today, Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. And if you would like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day. And remember, don't bite your cat.
And I will say I have bitten my cat.